Jim Lowe again, old friend. The late Ernest Hemingway was known to his close friends by the nickname of Papa. Well, Monitor has learned of another writer whose nickname is Papa Hambone. He's George Vukelic. Actually, this nickname is more closely related to George's chief occupation, which is not writing, but as a disc jockey for WIBA, the NBC station in Madison, Wisconsin. However, he is a serious writer and recently had his first novel published, a book titled Fisherman's Beach. Reporter Bob King discussed this dual existence with him.
George, or Papa, is it a fair observation that you've become a split personality to further your writing career?
Oh, yes, I would say so. I think most writers, if they're serious writers, are forced to become split personalities. I think that most writers are accustomed to supporting themselves, meeting their obligations financially with some other form of work, and then writing either half seriously or half time, as the case may be. In my own case, I am a disc jockey at the moment. Prior to this, I was also a merchant seaman, a truck driver, a poolroom hustler, and I worked in the hog kill of a slaughterhouse. I would say that writers are forced to become split personalities. I am happy to acknowledge the fact that I am.
George, would you like to leave your turntable someday to write full time?
I think it's a dream of every writer to support himself writing professionally. I think it's as much the vindication of his objective as any kind of financial independence. Yes, I would like to leave it, but I really can't. I'm not supporting myself with my writing. I have four daughters and a wife and a mortgage and a menage to maintain, and it takes quite a bit of maintenance. I would like to someday, but I am happy. I am pleasantly occupied at night spinning records, being a little bit inane for the audience. It works out very well. I think the thing I like most about this job, as compared to the jobs I've had, is that I can write with a free mind. Being a disc jockey, and I shouldn't really admit it, doesn't take a great deal of brain power, at least the way I do it. And so I can come to the station with a pot of coffee, a pile of records, a package of cigarettes, entertain the audience, I hope, certainly myself, get paid for it, and then go home, have coffee with the wife, and write until the wee hours. It works out very well.
George Vukelic, best of luck in the future in both of your careers, writing and radio. This is Bob King returning you to Monitor at Radio Central.
Having done a bit of writing myself, I can appreciate how George feels about it. It can be most satisfying.